1. Confucius and Branding. In this episode, you will find out why is a personal brand important for managers and leaders of businesses and organizations. What can we learn from Confucius, the most influential Chinese philosopher from 500 BC, about the true meaning of personal branding? What are the do's and don'ts managers and executives need to know in developing a personal brand? And importantly, how can you build an effective personal brand without costing you a penny? Branding is important to businesses and organizations. It starts with a name, but it is more than a name. A brand communicates to customers, job applicants, and the general public what the business or organization does, what sector and industry it operates, and how it is different from competitors. The brand of a construction company is very different from, say, a fashion outlet, with regards to the name, the logo, and the color scheme. Looking beyond graphic designs, a brand should inform people inside and outside the company about the organizational culture, values, and what it stands for. This is what we would normally associate with a business and organizational brand. What about a personal brand? Celebrities, pop stars, and actors alike are willing to pay a fortune to invent and reinvent their images and styles as part of their personal branding process. They want to stand out from the crowd, they want to be remembered, and of course, they want to be in the Hall of Fame for as long as they have fans to follow. We have witnessed the rise and fall of many celebrities and pop stars. Some of them won a singing competition on television and became famous overnight. Very quickly, they were on tour, singing the same track time after time. Soon they were replaced by a new star and disappeared. Again, beyond clothing and makeup, what matters most is whether they offer something substantial or just something superficial. Similar to a business brand, the public judge a personal brand in terms of what the person delivers and what the person stands for. This is where personal branding matters to managers and executives. I'm not talking about buying a new suit and changing hairstyle. Professional people are educated and experienced enough to present a professional image at work. I'm talking about managers and executives need to have an acute awareness of what they stand for and express that consistently in their everyday behavior, interactions, and management. I repeat, express what you stand for consistently. Confucius from 500 BC said, "Words and actions are one." He reminds us that we need to be consistent with what we say and how we behave